Can I just take a moment and say a big thank you to our choir and all our musicians? Thank you so much. We're truly blessed with the folks that we have here who willingly use their gifts of music to lead us Sunday by Sunday. And I know you put a lot of work into this morning, so thank you to everyone who's been involved in this morning. And I think you deserve a wee round of applause. Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Could have been Mary's song as she made her way back to the disciples, away from the empty tomb. She could have been singing out, "Christ is risen, he's risen indeed." But the words on her lips were something similar. She simply cried out, "I have seen the Lord. I have seen the Lord." Mary had gone to tend a body. She was distraught when she got there because the stone had been rolled out of the way and the tomb's now empty. Jesus stands beside her. But Mary doesn't know it's Jesus. She thinks he's the gardener. She thinks he's looking after this garden where the grave is. And so she simply says, "Sir, if you've taken his body away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." We can only imagine the heartache, the anguish that Mary is going through. Mary, who has walked with Jesus every step of his journey over these past days. She was there when he rode into Jerusalem on that donkey and the crowd cheered for the Son of David. She was there just days later when the same crowd shouted, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" They called for his blood. She was there when he staggered with the weight of his cross. She was there as he hung on that cross. She was there when he cried, "It is finished." She was there when his body was taken off the cross and quickly put into this borrowed grave. And now, even the body is gone. Can you imagine her heartache, her anguish, her torment? And the lovely thing is that in the midst of that heartache, Jesus speaks to her. And he doesn't give her a long explanation about the resurrection. He doesn't say, "Now, Mary, you remember over the past little while I've been talking to you about the fact that I must die, but I will rise again in 3 days." He doesn't go into all those details. He doesn't go back into the Old Testament and show all those prophecies about the Messiah that say he will rise again. Jesus doesn't give that long explanation. Jesus looks at this poor, distraught, broken-hearted woman and says the one thing that she needs to hear. "Mary." Her name. Nothing else. Just her name. He must have spoken it so many times before, but this once. It was all she needed to hear. Rabboni, teacher. She knows who it is. Back in the time of the prophet Isaiah, God speaks to his people to reassure them that he is not some sort of distant, impersonal God, but that he knows his people by name. And through Isaiah, he simply says, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you. I have called you by name. You're mine." I haven't just broadcast out there to come. I have summoned you by name. I have called you by name. You are mine. I have redeemed you. That's what God does through Jesus Christ for Mary on that morning. Mary, in all of her pain, is spoken to, called by name, and things would never be the same for Mary again. The Mary who now was going away from that empty tomb was very, very different to the Mary who went while it was still dark. You can imagine her going, carrying with her all that she needed to embalm that body, her last act of devotion, or so she thought, for her Lord. But now, I have seen the Lord. I have seen the Lord. And that's the message that she takes back to the disciples. She simply runs back to them and says, I have seen the Lord. And it's hard to argue with personal testimony, with personal witness. It's hard to argue with someone who says, it's true, I saw it. It's true, said Mary, I have seen the Lord. Everything that he said about rising again is true, I have seen him. It was Mary's witness, her testimony. And the amazing thing is that it can still be your witness and testimony and mine, because we can still see our risen, living Savior, the one who comes alongside us. And once you have seen and experienced all that Jesus has done for you, well, you will never be the same either. And you too can declare with confidence, I have seen the Lord. He is risen. He is risen indeed. And once you have seen the Lord, then you see everything else in a different way. Everything changes. Once you have seen Jesus, the risen Jesus, everything else takes on a different light. Because Jesus is risen, you see your past in a different way. All those things in your past that weigh you down, that hold you back, all those things in your past that are like burdens on your back, those are different now because Jesus is risen. When Jesus went to the cross, he did so willingly, and he went to the cross and paid the price for our sin. This was Jesus who had no sin, but took our sin upon him and paid the price for it, so we don't have to. Was separated from his eternal Father so that we don't have to be separated from God. When we can say, I have seen the Lord, our past is different, our past is forgiven. How do we know that Jesus died for our sins? How do we know that that was enough to pay the price? Well, if Jesus had died on the cross and simply been put into a grave and full stop, that was the end, we would never know. But because he is risen, we know that it was enough. His work on the cross was enough to pay for your sin and mine. Because of Jesus, your past is forgiven. You can see your past differently. Because Jesus is risen, you can also see your present differently, because your present makes sense. Your situation at the present becomes clearer because Jesus is risen. This Jesus is not just a good person, not just a great role model from a way back then who died and that was the end of it. We have a risen and living Savior in Jesus Christ, one who says, I will be with you always, even to the end of the age. I will never leave you, never forsake you. So the good news of the resurrection is this: no matter what you're going through, the risen Christ is there with you. When you can say, I have seen the Lord, all that you go through in the present begins to make sense. Because the reality is that this life is not always easy. It can be hard. Perhaps like Mary, it is heartbreaking. And Jesus speaks into that and reminds us that we have a risen and living Savior who walks with us. Because Jesus is risen, we can look at our present situation in a different way, and it starts to make sense. Because Jesus is risen, your future is secure. Jesus walks with us into this future. And we look at our future in a very different way because it is secure in our risen Savior. None of us know what will happen in the future. Not one of us. And so maybe in some ways it's like stepping into the unknown every step we take, every breath we take. And yet, the risen Christ goes with us, walking with us into the future he has for us. When we can say, I have seen the Lord, then we look at our future very differently. Our future is secure in Jesus. This is the risen Jesus who walks with us each step of the way, who even goes ahead of us to prepare a place for us. That lovely passage in John 14 that speaks of the Jesus, the risen Christ, who has gone ahead of us to prepare a place for us. It's a picture of coming home. It's a picture of all that that means to us. It's a picture of being loved. Because of Jesus, our risen and living Lord, the future looks very different. I love those words in Revelation 21. I always read them at a graveside because they are such words of hope. The Bible says, He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. All these things will be things of history, things of the past. You won't need to dry any more tears because there won't be any. You won't have any more goodbyes because that will never be said. And our hope is in Jesus Christ. Because we have a risen and living Lord, our future is secure in Him. Jesus is risen. He is risen indeed. All morning, from very early on, that's just when I got my thing and I was up for the dawn service. Mind you, there are people up before me making breakfast. I'm grateful for that too. But since then, all morning, people have been wishing each other a happy Easter. It's lovely to hear. Happy Easter. Happy Easter. How do you have a happy Easter? Well, you could try Easter eggs. You can try a nice dinner. But you really have a happy Easter whenever you, with Mary, can say, I have seen the Lord. And then Easter becomes unbelievably happy because your past is forgiven, your present situation begins to make sense, and your future is secure because Jesus is risen. That's where the happy Easter starts. But the good news is it doesn't end at midnight tonight. For that goes right through every day the Lord gives us. I have seen the Lord. Well, now I can see everything differently. May that be our witness, our testimony, not just on this beautiful day, but every moment of every day that we're given to live. May we say, I've seen the Lord, and now I see things so differently. Shall we pray together? Eternal God, thank you that in your grace and your mercy, you have reached out to us in Jesus. Help us, we pray, in these days to understand a little bit more of what it means that he has died for us, and that he is risen, and that he will come again. Lord, by your Spirit, lead us, we pray, to that empty tomb, so that we may know it is empty, so that we may know that Jesus is risen, and we with Mary may proclaim, I have seen the Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen.